Dr. Saber dictating an office note on patient Marianne Bruchez, B-R-U-C-H-E-Z, Marianne, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N-E, date of birth, 8/13/1941, date of service, 8/5/2024, pupranga. The patient is 82-year-old female, presenting to my office for medical opinion. Her past medical history includes history of benign bladder nodules in the past. Next, September 2022, was diagnosed with left breast metastatic cancer. She underwent chemotherapy, immunotherapy. She developed complications to chemotherapy and immunotherapy with autoimmune problems and subsequent hospitalization marked by hyponatremia requiring hypertonic saline administration and atrial fibrillation. Patient went to Mayo Clinic for opinion in Florida. She underwent left mastectomy with lymph node dissection and underwent a course of radiation and was started on Zeloda from June to December 2023. In January 2024, patient underwent CT scan that shows metastasis to the perihilar lymph nodes. Period. Also, patient has been diagnosed with thyroid nodules, PVCs, and blood pressure fluctuations, and therefore she's seeing me for opinion per paragraph. Past surgical history includes the left mastectomy, and lymph node dissection, appendectomy, in vitro fertilization in the past. Allergies, non-drug allergy. I'm sorry, allergies. She's allergic to penicillin. Social history: patient lives alone. No smoking, no alcohol. She's retired. Used to work secretary at work. Review of system reviews: no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She does have symptoms of neuropathy after chemotherapy. She does have a left upper extremity edema. No urinary symptoms. She does have decreased appetite. So other systems reviewed are negative. On physical exam, her vital signs as follows: which she weighs 100 pounds, blood pressure 100/66, her heart rate is 81, temperature 97.5, oxygen autostat is 98% on room air. General appearance: patient is in non-acute distensive GNT, pupil generally active to retinal accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-intact sclera, no subacute retinopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema noted. Next up, on the stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal as well as true. No friction of heart, lungs. Clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistant abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremities. She has a lymphedema left upper extremity. Skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam. It's not focal investigations from Methodist Hospital. Include sodium is 138, potassium 3.9, chloride 105, total CO2 21, BUN 15, creatinine 0.6, glucose 86, calcium 9.3, albumin 4.0, normal liver enzymes, hemoglobin 11.5, platelet count 254, hemoglobin A1C 5.0, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, history of hyponatremia and history of syndrome of SIADH. Currently, serum sodium is stable. She is to continue salt supplementation for now. We're going to monitor her serum sodium. Next, labile blood pressure to monitor and adjust according to her log. Next, vitamin D deficiency to start vitamin D supplementation and supportive supplements, period, paragraph. Next, breast cancer, metastatic, following with oncology, period, paragraph. Next, thyroid nodules, we're going to screen patient for iodine deficiency. Period, paragraph, patient is going to be seen in 1 month for follow-up and reporting.